CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. This is the time we set aside every weekday afternoon, answering questions about the Bible from the Bible, look at current events through a biblical perspective, as well as are we following the traditions of men or are we following God's word? You know, Jesus said in Luke, we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God and warns us about the traditions of men. So I just want to encourage you, if you come and reading your Bible, come across something you don't understand, hey, give us a call. That's why we're here, 8888-ASK-CSN. It's toll-free, got some lines open. You're assured to get on if you call right now, because again, there's nothing better than to answer God's word with God's word. And so I just want to encourage you, give us a call. Again, 8888-ASK-CSN. Joining me today, special guest, featured CSN speaker, morning times here. We have with us Daryl Skinner and his program, Chosen Generation, and comes on morning times here. Daryl, hi and welcome.
Good to be with you, Mike, and good to be with all the folks out there listening on CSN, To Every Man an Answer. It's a great blessing. Always looking forward to their calls and their questions, and if they need prayer or counseling, whatever it might be, it's just a joy to be with you and looking forward to all the folks out there. And just, don't you love it, Mike? People want to grow in the Word of God. They want to grow in their faith. They want to share their faith, also to be soul winners and also to be disciplers. And they want to contend for their faith. You know, it's just we call it apologetics, of course. But it's just defending the faith and getting the truth out there so many would be saved. And that's really the goal in the hearts of all of us pastors, as well as all the body of Christ. So, folks, let's go for God. Let's get her done.
Amen. This is the time. So tell me very quickly, Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor, what are you teaching on this Sunday?
The book of Revelation, Mike. We love Revelation. Oh, we're going through it. We're in chapter 12. The war in heaven's going to take place. So there's four battles that are found in that particular chapter, and we're looking forward to diving into it and seeing what the Lord has for us. It's a great passage, Revelation 12. So we'll see what the Lord has. 8:30, 10:30, folks out there. If you're here in Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, we'd love to have you come on out and join us and be blessed, and let's grow in our faith. Amen.
Mike. Amen. And if you're in
what do you got going on in your church?
Well, you're in the Southern Idaho area, I'd like to invite you to church this Sunday. You know, Jesus oftentimes would say, "The kingdom of heaven is like." Well, we're going to look at those sayings that Jesus said, what the kingdom of heaven is like. You know, I really want no one to be surprised when they walk into heaven. Whoa, what's this? Whoa, what's that? You're going to go, I read about this. I heard about this. And so we're going to be talking about what is heaven really like. And that's 10 o'clock Sunday morning in person, 10:30 on all the CSN radio stations, and of course, around the world on the internet. And I don't know if I told you this, Daryl, but we have about 700,000 listeners on the internet. What a blessing it is in many of the Iron Curtain countries, many of the communist countries where the gospel is not allowed to be preached. And so we have almost 1 million people out there that are able to tune in 24 hours a day. What a blessing it is. And I want to.
That is a great blessing, Mike, and what a great outreach. And folks, if you don't, Mike did not ask me to say this, but I'd like to encourage you to support the work of CSN. And just be there for this outreach, because a lot of times we can't personally reach the world for Christ, but through this radio ministry and so forth and the internet and all that's going on, we're reaching the world for Christ. So we're being those missionaries. We're being involved. We're sharing our faith. And the good Bible teachers that are on CSN, people are going to be well discipled and challenged in their faith, and they're going to hopefully be motivated to share their faith. And what a thing about reaching these communist countries and so forth and getting the word of God out there. Great job, Mike. I love it.
Yeah, we're going to work hard to get it into Michigan too. So anyway, it's really a wonderful opportunity that we all have to do something together we can never do apart from each other. And so we want to do that. Now, you know, there's very few people in the world right now that doesn't know the tragic events that happened over the last week here in Twin Falls, where a brand new In-Out Burger had opened. It was just 1 week, 1 day old, and a deranged shooter started killing people, sent seven people to the hospital, four are dead, including himself. And tomorrow we're going to have a vigil. A team from Billy Graham's outreach, his pastors, are going to be here as well. Ryan Reese is going to be here, Raul Reese's son. And you hear him on CSN radio stations on Saturday night late with his program. And so we want to just really encourage you to come out. It's going to be tomorrow, August 7th at 3 o'clock at the In-Out Burger. And that's location is 1965 Blue Lakes Boulevard North in Twin Falls. We welcome everybody who wish to gather in remembrance and find comfort, healing, support during this difficult time. You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so Brian Reese will be sharing there as well. And so there's a lot to go there to encourage one another, take away the fear. You know, we're a small town in a very quiet part of America. And for something of this nature to happen is almost unbelievable. But you know, I believe through these things, God can be glorified. And what the devil intended for evil, I believe God can make it for good. And so I just want to encourage everybody listening, if you're out and around, again, 3 o'clock tomorrow at the In-Out Burger, there, 1965, Blue Lakes Boulevard North, there's going to be a prayer time vigil, and Ryan Reese will be there. And I want to thank all the people from In-Out Burger who came by here at the church and just really encouraged us as well. And so together, we're all going to get through this, and God will be glorified because he's promised in his word. If you want to be part of the program today, be sure to call us. That number to call again, 8888-ASK-CSN. We're going to go to the phones. We have Sandra on the line, Reno, Nevada. Hi, and welcome.
Hi, thank you, pastors, for taking my call. I listen to you guys all the time.
How may we help?
I pray for you guys all the time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
I just have a prayer for my sister-in-law. She's having surgery on Saturday. She just became a Christian about a year ago. She was into witchcraft and changed her life and gave it to Christ. And now she's just going through a really hard time. She's saying, you know, I gave my life to Christ and everything is just, you know, going downhill. And I just feel so bad for her that I just need encouragement for her and a prayer because she is having surgery on Friday on one of her kidneys. And it's a tumor and it's cancer. If you guys can please pray. And I don't know what to tell her that, you know, I only told her that when we become new, again, believers in God and in Christ, the devil attacks us even more.
Big time.
Because she was thinking that it was going to change, that she was going to be better, but it's not. What passage can I give her that she can read that tells us, you know, that?
Well, you know, the trials of the saints are more precious than gold. Daryl, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult when someone's a young believer because they haven't firmly gotten rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and it can be tough, especially when things start to go awry, like having cancer or something like that. It's important to share the love of God with them, and obviously we're going to pray for her. And also that, you know, one of the passages, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul the Apostle even says talks about he was killed, he was stoned, you go to the book of Acts, you find he was stoned to death, and yet he came back to life. And the most comforting thing about this life is that we have everlasting life in Jesus Christ. God gave us two great promises in the Bible. One is you'll surely die because of our sins, physically we'll die, but we live spiritually forever and ever with the Lord, and he paid the ultimate price for us. So I would encourage you to share the cross with him, with her brother. And that way she can understand whatever, I've shared this before, but whatever game God is playing on planet Earth, let it be known he played in it too. Jesus came, became one of us, and he went through the torture of the cross. He took the wrath of God upon our wrath of God upon himself in judgment, and he cried out for our forgiveness. And this is why God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus has no greater love as any man than this, laying down his life for his friends and so forth. I think she just needs to grow in that area of realizing that in this life, it's not the perfect life. The perfect life will come as we reach heaven. And that's going to be a glorious life. We get a brand new body. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about this. We're groaning for a new body. And for myself, I've gone through several things. Mike, too, also. And we've, you just, Christian life is not, it's not easy. You know, you can get persecuted or you get diseases like everybody else in this world. Could get cancer. I've had cancer. I still do. And yet our confidence is in Christ because of what he did. He rose from the grave and he ascended to heaven. And we know that with him, we're all going to go to heaven one glorious day. So just a word of encouragement, my dear. And we will certainly pray for your sister. Mike, you want to do that?
Yeah, we'll be glad to do that. And you know, the thing to tell her is this is not our home. We're just passing through. For a Christian, this is the worst that it will ever be in our life. If you're not a believer, this is the best it will ever be in your life. Because you see, we have a far better promise, a place promised eternally. In John 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come again and get you. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you're going to be also. So there is a place in heaven for us. Now, as I look at this life, I see the frailty of it, especially as I mentioned earlier here in Twin Falls. Everybody was having a nice luncheon at 2:15 here in Twin Falls at a restaurant, and some madman comes in and starts shooting everybody. You see, this world is not our home. And when we, I think sometimes God allows things to happen, not because he doesn't love us, but because he does to remind us, hey, this is not your home. There's a better place a coming. And so be sure to tell your sister that God is never so close as when we're in crisis. And I just want to pray for her right now. Sandra, can we do that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Father, we lift up her sister to you. We ask you, God, that you would guide the surgeon's hands, that, Lord, that you would do abundantly, far beyond that which we can ask or think, in the healing and, Lord, in her personal life. Father, I just ask you that you would cause yourself to be so relevant, so real in her life, that she sees you everywhere she goes. Your fingerprints are on her life. And so, God, we ask you to guide the surgeon's hand, heal her up, and, Father, that this would be the end of the cancer. We trust you for the very best in Jesus' name. And, Lord, thank you for a caring sister that calls out for help for her friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sandra, our prayers are with you, dear, and we'll look for God to be doing something great, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Also, I just want to tell everybody, because I know thousands and thousands of people listen to your show. I am one of the persons that I always order your book, 101 Last Days Prophecies.
Yes.
I order that book. I give it away for free to anybody. Every time I go out, I carry this book. I put there your website. I put Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati, you know, read your Bible. I just put things in that. And I give it away so that way people know about God, because I know we're getting close. And I think that's one of the ways that, to me, I try to help the world to know about God. And amen. I love you guys so much. You guys have changed me so much. And I pray for you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, Sandra, God is good. And he's the one that does it. Stay on the line. I'll send you a couple more of those little books. I'll send you Time to Grow. Great little book for leading somebody to Christ. Also a great little book if you're looking for a church, what you need to be looking for when you go to a church. And so you stay in line. We'll get you fixed up, okay?
Thank you, guys.
God bless you, dear, and we'll be praying for your sis in Jesus' name. 8888. Ask CSN's the number to call if you want to be part of the program. We're going to go to Ben in Michigan. Hi and welcome.
Hi, pastors. I've got a question for you about 1 Corinthians chapter 11. When it gets into the part about a man prophesying with his head covered dishonors his head, and the woman with her head uncovered, I'm assuming that this has got something to do. I know the Corinthians church was kind of out of control, and Paul was trying to rein them in. But how do we apply this to, I guess, today? How do we apply this chapter today, especially verses 4 through 14?
Yeah, because I think it's so important that we understand this. Now, this is also where the Bible talks about a woman not to cut her hair, a man, with his hair and all these different things. If a guy's got long hair and it's dragging in the dirt, just as Paul said, I'd say that's a shame too that we find here. But what we want to look at up close is verse 16. Now, you need to circle this because he is very clear here. He says, but if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. You see, you have to realize that when we minister the gospel, Paul says, I become all things to all men that I may win some. Now, that doesn't mean we become a drug dealer to minister to drug dealers or a prostitute to minister to prostitutes, but it may mean we need to go where the drug dealers might be so we can share the gospel with them. And so when we look at this, we have to be sensitive sometimes to people's culture. And in that culture that I'm trying to reach, I want to know what some of these things are that might be offensive to them. Do you know, in the Orient, in many places, if you're sitting in a circle, as an example, and you, as a guy, picks up his leg, crosses his leg on his other leg so other people can see the bottom of your shoe, that is a high insult because the streets are dirty in many of these places, and to show somebody the bottom of your feet is like one of the most disrespectful thing you can do. Now, we don't think twice about it in our culture. Oh, that's just the way it is. But you see, we have to be careful. And so when we deal with not sins, as the Bible says here in verse 16, but customs, we need to be sensitive to them. Paul says, if eating meat offends my brother, I won't eat meat. Now, does that mean he doesn't eat meat when he's not around his brother? No, I think he probably had a good hamburger or something like that. But you know, when we look at this, we have to be careful of who we're trying to reach. Now, we can take our liberty in Christ Jesus and we can offend other cultures. That's why oftentimes, as many ministers and pastors' wives are sent out into the mission field, they're cautioned in not using or abusing their freedom in Christ. In other words, if women are dressing modestly in some of these cultures, then yeah, you have to wear a long dress. Well, I'm just going to show my freedom in Christ. I'm going to do what I... No, you're going to turn them off before you ever say one word about the gospel. And so when we understand, Paul is addressing a church at Corinth. And in this church, you had all kinds of different cultures coming together. And so he begins to go over some honestly kind of common sense things. But if anybody's contentious to this, they're customs. They're not sins. And we have to be careful not to make a custom a sin. Where the sin would come in is by me building a barrier to the very people I'm trying to reach. Daryl, your thoughts?
You know, it's interesting, Mike, all listeners out there, when we go to Israel, we do a tour to Israel with our church body and others. You go to the Wailing Wall and the Western Wall there in Jerusalem. Well, they have these little yarmulkes that you have to put on. And if you don't put it on, you're not going to go up to the wall to pray and so forth. So it's the custom that you wear the yarmulke and so forth. And yet also there's certain areas that we go to where women's shoulders cannot be shown, their arms and so forth, their shoulders and so forth, bare shoulders. It's hot over there when you're touring and you're doing a lot of walking. And a lot of people wear their shoulders or women will wear dresses where their shoulders are showing. But there's certain churches we go into, you've got to be covered. And the tour guides will tell us that. Now, you've got to have a shawl or a sweater or something to put over your shoulders. Otherwise, you're not going to be allowed to come in. And that's their custom, and that's what they desire. And as you said, become all things to all people. And it's a custom here in Corinthians, as you just spoke so well on. And it's important that it's not a law that you have to wear a head covering to church, but rather it's a custom in that area of Corinth. And so many times women were shaving their heads because they were prostitutes and so on. And Paul didn't want anybody to be recognized as a prostitute, and that they wear the head covering and so on. And also he talks about the women's hair as a glory and so forth, and so on. It's just the customs of the day and the age of which they were living in, but it's not something that we have to practice today. What are the two commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two great commandments we must fulfill. Mike?
Now, we do find other things in the Bible that we have to be sensitive to as well. Now, this is the other end of the pendulum swing, where when we go to the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, Paul says, I do not allow a woman to usurp the authority over a man. And then he cites that it's not a cultural issue, as we are reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, but he said that Eve was the one that was deceived by the serpent. Man willfully chose to rebel against God, but the woman was deceived. And so because of that, he cites that this is not a cultural issue, this is a scriptural issue. And so when we examine the entirety of the Bible, we find no woman priests or pastors in the Old Testament to Yahweh, and we find no women priests or pastors to the people in the early church as well. Now, we find Priscilla ministering alongside Aquila. I think that's a good thing. I think men can sometimes even learn a lot from women. I went to a service over at Sure Foundation Church on Mother's Day, and the senior pastor's mom shared her testimony. And I got to tell you, it was powerful. It was great. Now, here's a woman leading the service. But I in no way, shape, or form felt that I was being encroached upon or any way. I was just really amazed at her testimony. And I just said, oh, I just wish more people could hear this, because oftentimes we always hear about the gangsters that get saved. And, you know, and here his mom was along that same line. And I thought, God, if you can do this for her, you can heal and cure anybody. And so I really believe that, again, when we look at this, we have to always look, who's it for? What are the parameters around this so we understand it? And is there any exceptions as we find here in verse 16? And again, if anyone seems to be contentious or argumentative over the things that he wrote about, he says, we have no such customs, nor do the churches of God. Amazing. Now, that the reason why I think this is important, because again, we are not saved because of us in our customs. Well, I worship on Saturday instead of Sunday, or I don't eat pork, or I do this, or I sell flowers in airports or whatever. We go to heaven because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. And that's why Paul had the liberty to say this to the Corinthian church, that it's not by our works. Well, look what I did. I've cut my hair. I've grown my hair out. I wear a yarmulke. I ride a Honda. Whatever the case may be, the thing is, no, we go to heaven because Jesus' grace, Jesus' righteousness is what clothed us and allows us to go to heaven. You're not more saved if you worship on Saturday. You're not more saved if you don't eat pork. You're not more saved if you go door to door. You're either saved or you're not. And see, the thing is that anything that is added to the blood of Jesus Christ, unfortunately, diminishes the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, if I could do it on my own, I don't need your help. And Jesus isn't a glorified heifer that would be that sacrifice continually, but I still got to keep all the laws. No, Jesus said, these two, as you mentioned, Love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself. For upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. Really knocks the wheels off the bus. You know, people said, well, the Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. His commandments were not the Ten Commandments, everybody. Read the passage. His commandments were to love God and love your fellow man. You can be doing the Ten Commandments and hate your fellow man. You can be doing the Ten Commandments and really have no regard for God at all. Oh, yeah, I don't have any statues in my house, graven images. I don't use the name of the Lord in vain. I don't have anything to do with God, but I don't use his name in vain. See the point? So going back, understanding the context is everything. Ben, I hope that answers it for you.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your program. I listen every day. Thank you so much.
God bless you. And thanks so much for the call. If you like staying alive, send you a little book called Time to Grow. Send that out to our people that call in. And before we go to, again, 8888-ASK-CSN is the number to call. We're coming up on a break here. Very quickly, I just want to share with everybody that tomorrow, 3 o'clock at the In-Out Burger, Twin Falls, Idaho, prayer vigil, Ryan Reese will be delivering the message. It's at 1965 Blue Lakes Boulevard North. And this is in regard to the terrible tragedy that happened about a week ago where an armed gunman started killing people and wounding so many. Sent 7 to the hospital and 3 dead. And, you know, it's hurt our town. I think these acts of violence and, you know, something the American news media is being very clever in not telling you is that this guy, after probably was winged by the cowboy shooter that you've seen pictures of, well, he went over and shot up some Teslas. And then after he shot the Teslas up, he flips them off. So reminiscent of those radicals last year that were burning Tesla dealerships and scratching the paint and throwing rocks through the windshield. Yep, American media is not telling you that. Hey, we're coming up on a break. We'll be right back.
America celebrates its 250th birthday, 2.5 centuries of courage, innovation, faith, and freedom. But what will the next 250 years hold? The next generation could hold the next Billy Graham, the next Rosa Parks, the next Ronald Reagan, the next child whose life will impact generations. But first, they must be given the chance to live.
I couldn't imagine my life without him. Because of them, he's here. We're going to get through it, and it's going to be okay.
Every day, Preborn Network clinics help mothers facing unexpected pregnancies discover hope through a free ultrasound. When a mother sees her baby and hears that tiny heartbeat, her baby is twice as likely to be given the gift of life. Which story will you help write for the next generation? To learn more about Preborn's life-saving work, call #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/CSN. That's preborn.com/CSN.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE, 855-91-BIBLE.
Back to part two of To Every Man an Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Daryl Skinner. Him, his program, Chosen Generation, really a great program in the morning times here on the CSN Radio Network. And Daryl, I want to thank you so much for being part of the CSN family, Your teaching has always been a blessing. And again, adhering to God's word rather than a lot of the tangents that oftentimes people go off on. And I really appreciate you being on CSN. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I appreciate the opportunity. And as we always say, all glory goes to God. He provides, and it's a good outreach through the radio. So many radio stations out there. Some, I think, I don't know, you probably know better than I do, 400 of them, so forth. And God's just doing tremendous work. And as he provides, we move forward. And you guys have been a great blessing to us as a radio ministry, as well as a church. And it's a great friendship that we have, Mike. And I'm always looking forward to getting together with you here on this program.
Yeah, always a blessing to be with you, too. And you know, again, the number 8888, ask CSN, is the number to call if you want to be part of the program. You know, Darrell, when we look at the world, we look at the uncertainty of it. You know, it's one thing that we see, you know, bombs go off in Beirut or trouble in Iraq and Iran and all the way around the world. But, you know, when it hits home in a little town in Idaho, it really, really is really troubling, because you think, well, there's an element of safety being, you know, in one of the buckles, not the buckle, but one of the buckles of the Bible Belt, you know, and yet we see this, and it really has an effect on so many people. I mean, I'm really amazed at all the different counseling centers that have been set up across our town just to talk to people, because it really, really affected a lot of people. Not just the people, of course, that were wounded, but the people that were there. This was a very crowded restaurant, probably several hundred people there, as this crazy person started opening fire on everybody. And the trauma, the blood, all the things that transpired. It's one of those things that you can't unsee. You know, you try to rub your eyes and hope and pray it goes away, and there it still is, because you witnessed it, you saw it. And you know, I don't know whether it's just here or everywhere, but, you know, just as an example, you know, the carnage that happened in Pearl Harbor in 1942, what a tragedy that was. It affected and changed Hawaii forever. And so we understand that violence is everywhere. And I see this, and I oftentimes think, you know, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We see a fallen world. And in all a man's efforts and all a man's inventions to make it better, I don't know if man is really better off. As I see the technology and everything, and yeah.
You know, Mike, our hearts, number one, go out to all the folks there at the place of In-N-Out. Holds a dear place to my heart. I knew the owner, Rich Snyder, way back when, and his family, and wonderful, wonderful people. And, of course, now I think the granddaughter's taken over, Lindsay, and she's a good Christian girl, lady, I should say. And they put scriptures on the bottom of the soda cups and so forth, and they're really it's a powerful witness there, and great food, by the way. And it just breaks your heart that somebody has such evilness in their heart. They'd want to just go randomly and shoot people, whether it be, you know, we see it happening at schools, we see it happening in a shopping mall, we see it happening at In-N-Out Burger, whatever it might be. But, you know, Jesus warned us about the days. He says it'll be like the days of Noah, where there's great violence and wickedness. Also, he said the hearts of many will wax cold, be cold-hearted killers. Lawlessness will abound, and so forth. All these things is because the image of Satan. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and everyone needs to be born again of the Holy Spirit. You're born again, you overcome all your evilness and wickedness and violence and so forth. As God begins to teach you to love people and to be there for people, to be a blessing to people. I think about this man who's done this horrible, horrible deed, this tragedy, and he also lost his own life. And what a tool of Satan he was, he became. And so many people can become a great tool of God and do so many wonderful things in life. And yet he decided in his own bitterness or whatever, however he was brainwashed by the enemy or by society, I don't know which, we'll probably find out more on him later. But it's just to take innocent lives. People just going to have lunch. And folks, it's a wicked world out there. It really is. And just always have your head on the swivel a bit, keep an eye out on things, and because you never know what's going to happen. And thank goodness we have our Second Amendment and so forth. So it's just be cautious, my friends, and take nothing for granted. And watch out for one another, okay? Mike, I'll give it back
Amen.
To you.
Amen. You know, it's interesting because Jesus said, as in the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And if we go back to Genesis 6, and oftentimes people are always talking about the Nephilim and all that stuff, but I think something far greater to look at. And the Bible says, you know, well, the reason the flood came is because man had corrupted his DNA with angelic beings. Nothing in the Bible, all made up. Just if you're going to do that, just make up your own stuff. But the Bible says why God destroyed man. And I'm going to read this to you because it fits this so well. Then the Lord saw, this is verse 5 of Genesis 6. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. And here it is, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. In other words, that's all they thought about was being evil. Wow, you think about that for a minute. Look at the movies that entertain America. Look at the programming that, because we're in America, we're being programmed by. We don't understand that. Now, you say, well, it doesn't affect me. No, but it sure affects your kids. It gives them a whole different value of life. You know, they say the average kid right now cannot watch, and I mean like under 15, they can't watch movies made in the 40s and 50s, like It's a Wonderful Life or some of the other ones that we're at, because there isn't a police car blowing up every 2 seconds or somebody being gunned down in the streets every 5 seconds. You see, life becomes cheap. And see, Hollywood has lied to us. It's just an extended arm, I believe, of the demonic powers, because we see how it has cheapened life everywhere. And so when people act this way, as we seen last week here in Twin Falls, I believe this is indicative of the society that we're in, that their thoughts were only evil continually. You know, you don't go see a movie where things are good and everything's great. No, it's always, people getting stabbed in the face. I mean, just horrific things. And then when it manifests on our streets in America, we're going, oh, how did this happen? Well, I got to tell you, we've been programmed. They lied to us. Our church bulletin one time I had on the very front cover, rather than the cute little country church and the little flowers around the church, I put a picture of the searchlights, and on the hill it said Hollywood, and the searchlights were going up. It was just a black and white drawing. But down below I had wrote, they lied to us. I think they continue to do that. 8888, ask CSN's the number to call. Daryl, you were going to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's interesting. Jesus said it'll be like the days of Noah in these last days, which it is. And even in the tribulation period, as God brings forth his judgments, there's going to be these three plagues that take place. And a third of mankind will die. But here's the culmination of man's heart. Even after that event, they're still not repenting. It says here, but the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols and gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries, which is taking of illicit drugs, drug cartels, or of their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Even as all this is taking place, man is still, because of the evil within him, without the Spirit of God, he is going to fulfill the evil that's within and keep doing what he's always done, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in these last days. Mike, I give it back to
Amen.
You.
Amen. So, much to pray about. And again, I think these are all indicative of Jesus coming back soon. Don't become discouraged or despondent, but rather just say, Lord, hey, how can you use me in these days? And, Great is your reward in heaven. So important. 8888 Ask CSN is the number to call. We're going to go to the phones. We have Charles on the line, Grove, Oklahoma. Hi, welcome.
Good day, gentlemen. I was wondering, how should Christians deal with the Sharia law of the Islamic faith? Use that word.
Well, yeah, Charles, I believe the first thing we have to be careful of is the American news media, which are some of the greatest proponents for dishonesty in the world. I watched this one that was hanging around one of the recent victories of a Muslim person, and he folded his hand and he said anybody Islamophobic. There is a reason, America, to be Islamophobic. If you read the Quran, this is not a religion. This is an ideology of global conquest. Read the book. You're going to see. This isn't what you get in the Bible of loving one another. Be good to those that are mean to you. Oh, no, nothing like that. It's to institute Sharia law globally. And for everybody's information and for the Democrat Socialist Party, I want to share this. Sharia law is not mixable with the Constitution. There are diametrically opposed one to another. And when we see these different groups come into America, whether in Michigan or Texas or whatever, they're not here to assimilate into our society as immigrants always were in the past. They're here to overthrow your society. And so we see it manifest. Listen to what they're saying. No borders in America. No police in America. Free health care for everybody. Free everything for everybody. Look at the list. It goes on and on of absolutely insane. Getting rid of the Senate. Getting rid of the presidency. They want the power and they're not going to share it. And in their little warped sick minds, they got this idea of some kind of a Bolshevik revolution and all their little books that they have on Joseph Stalin and Karl Marx. Let me tell you something, friends. They are for the annihilation of your nation. And when I hear people stand up and talk about democracy when they're a full-on communist, are a full-blown liar. And there's no way around it. I'm sorry. Their whole idea is to get rid of Christianity. That's their number one thing. Karl Marx said Christianity is the opiate of the people. It's their dope, is what he was saying. You don't understand that Islam is not just a religion. It's global conquest, everybody. And wherever they go, what do you see? They're not standing up and saying, oh, we support the Constitution and we're for the Bill of Rights and we're for... No, not at all. Get rid of the police. Defund anybody. Not have any borders. Do you realize their insane rhetoric? That, no borders for America. Do you realize there has never been a country in the history of the world that's existed without borders? So they are lying to all of us. And you know, with a dumbed down America, which they set to do in the schools, America is bad. Communism is good. Karl Marx is a great spokesman. Abraham Lincoln, well, we really don't know about him. And you hear all this. Man, I'll tell you something. We are duped. And the thing is, vote for me. Everything is free. I used to kid about that. Now they're saying it. And where's all this free stuff coming from? Well, since you've never been taught to think, you've only been taught what to think. All this free stuff has to come from someone. And everywhere communism is gone, it's either a totalitarian government where you either work or you're executed, like in China, or the country is absolutely broke. Now, everybody, I want to repeat this again because our American news media is so clever in hiding facts. Do you realize that 60% of everybody that lives in Russia, that are not in the cities have outdoor plumbing. That's right. They have outhouses. This great communistic idea, the Bolshevik Revolution. And all it is just impoverishing people. Well, we're for the working class. No, they want to pick the working class clean. And everywhere they've gone, whether it's Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba, you name it, the people, the nation is completely impoverished. They have no clue what they're saying. But to say a nation without borders, friends, this is a lie from the pit of hell. And you know what? You need to be aware of it. Because this is what they're doing. And then you watch MS Now and all these, oh, this is so great. Oh, this is just a whole new way of looking at government. Oh, this is, they're lying to you. My goodness. When you hear defund the police, who are you going to call when someone breaks in your house? Uber? Who are you going to call? DoorDash? Think about it for a minute. See, that's the idea, is to completely destroy the infrastructure of a nation so we're easily to be conquered. Oh, the other thing, defund the military too. Yeah, they want us so weak we couldn't fight our way out. We couldn't fight our way out of a paper bag. Your thoughts, Daryl? You're right there at Pearl Harbor. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, you know, Mike, as you're sharing these things, it's so true. When you look at the from the inception of Islam way back in 605 AD, roughly there, Islam has killed 240 million people, probably even more nowadays. Those stats I got back in the early 2000s, and it's interesting also when you look to the socialist communist regimes, they've killed 100 to 140 million people as they go on their conquests of supposedly giving you the best life, so everything is equal. They take away all ambition to succeed. There's no reward for the labor, the hard labor that you would put into, because everything has to be equalized. And basically, everything has to be working for the state. Everyone has to be working for the state, for the government. And the only people that are making having a great life are those who are in the government, and it's not the regular common class people. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is our Declaration of Independence. That's what we want. This is why we have our Bill of Rights. And they want to remove all of these things so that they can be tyrants and dictators controlling the nation for their own specific power and control. And it's sick that so many of our students today, young people today, have not been taught about the history of America, the beauty of capitalism, and the horrors of socialism and communism and those dictatorships. We've lost our way at the university level. We've lost our way in the high school level. It's time to get all this back and get these kids educated in what is the Constitution, what is the conservatism, what is capitalism, and how our nation has been built and founded upon the Judeo-Christian belief system. And this is why we've been such a generous nation throughout the years. And we've done so many good deeds in helping those who are less fortunate, as well as conquering those who are wicked and evil. As we must have a strong military. We must have law and order. All these things are so vitally important to a society that's going to function. And that's why God gave us the Ten Commandments. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do the other. Why? Because we tend to have this bent towards evil and wickedness. And he says there's going to be judgment if you do these things. That's a fear level. It's a healthy fear. And we need the same thing in our government, that we have a healthy fear of breaking the law and harming our neighbor and so forth. It's a corruption that has infiltrated our country, along with this anti-Semitism against the Jewish people. And we as Christians, what do we do with people? We always want to see everybody saved, whether they're Amen. Muslim or Hindu or whoever. But at the same time, we're not going to let them take over our nation. They're taking over Europe right now by their laws that allow this illegal immigration into Europe. And they're having so many problems over there, a lot of rapes and going on and so forth. And then you look at Michigan and these things from Michigan, like you said, down to Texas and so forth. And they have one goal. Islam has one goal. That is to conquer the world. We have to decide this is a political movement. This is an ideology of conquest. And it's not a peaceful religion. It never has been, and it never will be, because it tells them if they don't fall in line with the Quran, then we're to kill the infidel. And that's how it is. That's just they're slow. It's a slow process, but they're trying to take over these United States of America, and we really can't let this happen. We need strong politicians that will stand up with the Constitution. Mike, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned England. I was looking at the most popular names right now in England and the United States. Do you know in England the number one most popular name? Bill? Tom? Fred? Nope. Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
And Muhammad is the 20th most popular name for all children, all boys born in England right now. So it is a takeover. We're aware of it. They have a mandate, and that's to establish Sharia law. I think it's always interesting when they are trying to take over, they pick up all the stray dogs and cats, the homosexual, the LGBT. But when they become in power, Sharia law is instituted and they're executed. That's right. I'm sorry. That's the facts. And so when we understand that this is only a means to their end, and I love anybody, Islamic or whoever, I want to see them come to Christ. That's what's important in this life. But again, it's not just a religion. It's a movement, if you will. And that's what we're seeing back east. And when I see these people that are winning these elections, and I see what they say before they ran for office, they go and speak of these different things. Hoon, which is just one of the ladies back east running for governor, she said, "I hate Thanksgiving." Well, now that all the lights are on her, and she now has progressed into the finals, the runoffs, if you will. Oh, I love Thanksgiving, but too late. You already said you hated it. You see, these are problems. They don't mind lying. Well, how do they get away with lying? Because the Quran says you can lie to the infidel. It's perfectly okay to lie to the infidel. That's why Trump can't get a straight deal out of Iran. It's the same reason. It's okay to lie because of furthering Islam. Tell them whatever you want. Just get the job done. So I'm sorry to have to tell people this, but the American news media just wants to lie to everybody and not tell you the truth. But they have an idea of a caliphate. What is a caliphate? When they began to conquer more and more land in the 1600s and to the point where almost all of Europe became Muslim. And it was only a battle that made the difference where they turned back, but it was almost gone. And so you have to understand that this is not just a religion like Christianity or Buddhism or Shintoism. This is an actual movement to conquer the world. And we're not here on this earth as Christians to conquer the world. We're on this earth to preach the gospel to every creature. And say, as a matter of fact, buddy, there's a better way to live than the way you've been living. And that's the way of Christ. That's what we're about. And that's the message that we have to hold. But we have to understand a couple of things. Number one, in this is why you find they do not want to assimilate into our society. They want to overthrow society. And you keep hearing about how Israel is the aggressor. No, no, no. Listen, everybody, please listen. October 7th, Israel, 2 years ago, they were invaded. They cooked their babies in ovens while the parents watched. This is what, and something you have to understand. They've never surrendered. Hamas has never surrendered to Israel for the crimes that they did on October 7th. Hey, MSN now, why don't you tell people the truth? That would be a novel concept, wouldn't it? That they have never yet surrendered. So when we understand what we're really up against here, again, this is what it is. And so you have all these different factions out trying to destroy America, from the Communist Party to the Islamic Party to just the Antifas and all the other fragmented splinter groups that are out there. Listen, work for the night is coming when no one can work, because we are being infiltrated. I hope that helps, Charles. I hope that answers it for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen, for standing up for Christianity and Jesus Christ.
Preach the gospel, because, again, work for the night is coming when no one can work. Gene, we're out of time. Please call us back. We'll put you on first thing tomorrow. And, again, thank you, Daryl, for being on. Love you being part of CSN. And thanks again so much for what you do. God bless you all. Have a good night.
This ministry, or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man an Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store, or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.